and welcome to this lockdown podcast here with your host Mustafa Tahir. So today I'm doing something a little bit different. There's no video involved. It's just going to be a short kind of podcast about home training and what we can do during lockdown. And I've got some questions that people have asked me as well. So I'm going to try and keep this short and sweet. I know I tend to repeat myself and ramble a lot, but I'm going to try my best to keep it short and sweet. So first things first, for me personally, training, I think I've really been enjoying it. I've been using mainly bands and body weight. I've also got a kettlebell at home, but I've been mainly using body weight and bands. And it's just given me a chance to do some different things and to try some different techniques. And I've been using a lot more body weight than I usually use. So I'm not using dumbbells like I always do. And yeah, I've been enjoying it. And as a side note, like a lot of my, I've got a lot of problems with my elbow and my shoulder from holding pads. And a lot of that has cleared up while I've been doing home training with the bands and body weight. So that's a really nice positive side effect of all of this. So it can give your body a rest, all this home training. But also, I feel like I'm really working as well. Because I've been doing, for example, on a press up, it's really easy to just go through the motions. But I've really been controlling the exercise and focusing on the muscles that have worked, that are working, and executing with perfect technique. And that is such a big thing, because people think that when you do a bodyweight exercise is just rubbish, or when you do a band exercise is just rubbish and it's not really effective. But if you focus on 100% German-like technique, we're talking Vorsprung Dirch technique. If you do it with perfect technique, you will get a much better result. And that even applies to your normal quote-unquote gym training where you're using weights. If most people halve the weights they were using and just focus on perfect execution, I think they will get so much more from their workout and less injuries as well. So that's been a really nice part of training that I've enjoyed. And I've also kind of enjoyed working out in the comfort of my own home, on my own timetable, putting on my own music. It's very relaxing. I mean, I'm lucky enough to work in a nice private gym, but if I had to go to a commercial gym, like they're sweaty, they're dirty, they're loud, like no thank you. I would much rather work out at home and do things in the comfort of my own home. So that's been really nice. That's been really nice. And I hope you guys who are training at home are feeling the same. So yeah, we're just going to touch on a few topics. And like I said, I've got some questions at the end as well that people have asked me, but I'll try and go through these as quickly as possible. So number one, what do you need to train at home? So it's kind of a trick question because you really don't need much. So first things first, you need obviously a little bit of space, empty space. You need ideally a couch or a table would be good because you can do certain movements on there. And then for the most part, mini bands. So we're talking the latex 41-inch bands. They are great and you can get them in different strengths, but I would definitely say to get a mini band, which is the lightest one, and maybe another band one or two strengths up. Because with that, you open up a lot of possibilities for you to do exercises with. You can do bodyweight exercises. You can resist exercises. For example, if you do a press up, you can resist the press up to make it harder, or you can use the bands to assist the press up to make it easier. So it opens up so much in terms of your toolbox of exercises. I would say an ab roller would be a great one. So if you're lucky enough to have an ab roller, that's a great one because obviously it's fantastic for the core. Or if you've even got a foam roller, you could probably do the same kind of thing with it as well, as long as it's not one of them ultra spiky ones. And then if you're lucky enough to have a pull-up bar, that would be great, but not everybody does. I don't. One kettlebell or a pair of dumbbells would also be great as well. But for the most part, that's what you need. And then for your conditioning, you can focus on maybe if you like boxing, you can do shadow boxing, or you can do sprints outside because that's not banned, or you can just do walking. So you don't need any equipment for that really. Maybe just a backpack, which I'll touch on in a bit. But yeah, that's all you need. So very simple in that respect. In terms of the cardio, so let's get to that. So a lot of people have been going running, and I don't think I've ever seen as many people outside running as I have recently. So I have my opinions on running. I'm not the greatest fan of it, especially long 40 minutes to 1 hour slogs where people are jogging. Because there's a lot of reasons I don't like it, but one is that it tends to beat up your joints badly. Knees, ankles, hips, lower back. It's not great, especially when you're doing that repetitively. And two, it's not very efficient because when you're running, you're actually, if you do too much of it, you can actually break down muscle as well. And if you're trying to get in shape and you're trying to get lean and you're trying to get toned, the last thing you want to do is kind of break down your muscle. That's what gives you shape. That's what gives you that tone. And by having muscle, you'll be able to keep your weight off. So whatever weight you lose, that fat that you lose, you'll be able to keep it off for longer because muscle is very metabolically active. It burns calories just at rest. So the less muscle you have, the worse for you. And I've seen a lot of people who run all the time and you see them with skinny arms and fat bellies. It's not the most efficient way to lose weight and to keep it off and to look good. And in fact, I think it actually gives quite a negative result in many instances. Soft bellies and soft bodies. So your main kind of cardio, I think, should never be long distance running. One or two here or there, one or two sessions of it is fine, but too much is no good. So alternatives. So I'm a big fan of sprints. I would say get out there and do some sprints if you can. If you've never done sprints before, then build up to it. Build up to it. Just do 5 to 10 low intensity sprints for short distances at like 50% of your maximum, because you don't want to pull a hamstring or you don't want to pull a muscle. So build up to it. But over time, that's where you should be going. And if you can do some kind of cardio outside, I would say do walking. And a client of mine, I'm going to shout him out, Stephen, he does something called pack walking, where he'll put on a backpack and just walk kind of for long distances. And if you can do that as a power walk where you're briskly walking with a backpack on, I think that's brilliant. You're not going to beat up your joints. You're not going to get the kind of problems that I just mentioned with running, but you're still going to be sweating and burning calories. And I think that's great. And that's something I haven't done yet, but I'm going to start implementing this week, pack walking. I'm just going to get on a backpack, put on some headphones, and just go for a long, brisk walk. And for me, that would be superior to running. But if you do want to run, here are some guidelines. Keep it to about half an hour and don't do it more than maybe twice a week. Half an hour, that's it, twice a week. But yeah, that's my advice on cardio. I haven't been focusing on it so much this week, but I will be doing this week, and I'll be pack walking and I'll be doing some shadow boxing. Can't do sprints at the moment, but I will be doing those things. So yeah, that's my advice on cardio, because we have to keep our condition up. We've got to keep our conditioning up, because you don't want to come out of this on the other side feeling like a sack of shit. You want to come out feeling good. You want to come out feeling fit. And we got to keep some base level of conditioning up. So that's hugely important. And that applies to the weightlifting, to the lifting and the training as well. This thing is going to pass. And I do not want to come out the other side starting from scratch. And nobody should come out the other side starting from scratch. And in fact, this is the time we should be focusing on building ourselves up even more and coming out the other side strong so that we can get back to what we were doing. Because the first thing people are going to do when this is over is run back to the gym. And they're going to find it's hell. So you start from now. Start from now. Right. So another thing is how to avoid gaining fat during this time. Now listen, it's probably, I wouldn't say inevitable, but it's likely that we're all going to gain a little bit during this time, because our NEAT levels are down. So our daily activity levels are down. If you're working from home and you're only going out for essentials, as we've been told to do, your activity levels in general will be down. So you're probably going to be burning less calories, and therefore it's vital that you keep your diet in check. Absolutely vital. So the number one thing I would recommend, do not keep snacks in the house, junk snacks I'm talking about. If you keep them in the house, you're going to eat them. Yesterday I had 2 Kit Kats and a crisp here and I ate all of them. But I'm not buying them. They were brought to me. I'm not buying them anymore. Do not keep snacks in the house. Anything hyper palatable, like a fatty food or a salty food, you're going to eat. If it's in front of you, you're going to eat. And at this time, when you're less active, most likely, not for everybody, but you're probably less active, you need to really be conscious of what you're eating. Less sugar, less salty snacks. Keep healthy stuff in your house. Because we all know what happens when you've got the TV on and you're stuck indoors. It's a recipe for disaster. So do not keep this stuff in your house. If you're going to do it, you buy one. Don't buy a multi-pack. Buy one and keep it in your cupboard. And that's it. Hugely important. And one way, so I've got a sweet tooth. I like desserts. I like junk food, like chocolates, etc. But I've been making super shakes recently, and I've been getting a lot of my clients to be making them. Super shakes, something I got from Precision Nutrition. So super, they're amazing. You use a protein and you use some other stuff. So if you go to my YouTube channel, I've actually put the recipe for them to make a super shake. But they're very healthy, but they also give you that little sweet kick as well, which we all kind of want. So I've been taking super shakes as a snack during my during the days where I'm at home. And yeah, they're great. It stops me from wanting to eat any crap. And I know if I'm going to have a super shake, I'm going to be satisfied after. So check out the recipe for super shakes. They are brilliant. They are really good. So another thing, sleep. So people who work for a living are usually very, very tired all the time. Not enough sleep. Too much staying up late. Waking up early. So now, let's use this time to sleep. And this is of even more vital importance, because if you don't sleep, your immune system is going to be compromised. We need to be healthy enough to fight something off if we get it, or even to avoid getting it in the first place. So we must look after our sleep. So for most people, that's about 7 to 9 hours. Get some sleep. I've been enjoying much better sleep recently compared to usually, and I'm loving it, to be honest. So yeah, you got to stay healthy. Cardio comes into staying healthy. That's another point, actually. If your conditioning and your cardio is not good, how do you expect to be able to fight off an infection, especially an infection that attacks your lungs? You need to be strong. But there comes a sweet spot. You can't do too much. So that's why I'm anti-running as well, because it can actually compromise your immune system if you do too much. So there is a sweet spot. But cardio and lifting and sleeping a lot, that's all going to benefit your immune system. So vital, vital importance. So anyway, let me get to the questions now. So number one comes from H.edit. Shout out to H.edit. How can I keep my punching power, because he likes to box, if I don't have access to boxing bags? Good question. So key things here. You need to obviously carry on with your skill work. So if you can shadow box and hit pads with somebody in your house, do that, because skills pay the bills. If you can hone your technique, you'll always be able to punch hard, and you'll always be able to maintain your ability. So do as much skill work as you can. It's a good time to work on your shadow boxing at home. Lots and lots of core work. So core work is essential for punching power. Core and legs and glutes. But core work, this is a real time to focus in on your core. And when we talk core, we're not just talking your abs. This is a common misconception. Your core consists of four directions. So the front, the sides, and the back. And when I say four, the sides are two. So you need to focus on multi-directional core work. So we're talking side planks, which will really hit the sides of your abs, the obliques. We're talking Palloff holds. So Palloff's where you kind of get the band, you attach it to something, and you stand perpendicular to it. So you're standing to the side and you pull it in front of you. Those are brilliant for your core. We're talking kind of lower back, so hyperextension stuff, which will be quite difficult to do if you don't have access to a back extension machine. I'm not really a fan of Superman's, the exercise where you lay down on the floor and lift your chest up. Not great for your back, but you do need to focus on all parts of the core. This is a great time. Planks, obviously, you can do dead bugs, you can do hollow holds. Really good exercises. If you're unsure about any of them, just Google them. I should have a lot of them on my channel as well. So great exercises to maintain your punching power. And obviously do keep training at home. Lifting is important. Get your legs strong. And also try and keep up the explosive work, such as press-ups, where you press-ups, plyometric press-ups, where you explode off the ground with your arms straight. Those are brilliant. That will just keep the snap in your punches. You can do clap press-ups. Those are brilliant as well. And as much conditioning as you can do too. So if you can manage to do some sprints, even though you're not directly training your arms, you're training your anaerobic power, And that's how you punch hard. That's how you punch like a mule, even though this guy already punches like a mule. But yeah, that's my advice for maintaining punching power. Adam Rafgan asks, how can you train at home with no weights or equipment? Well, it's simple. You just do body weights. I know a lot of stuff is sold out on eBay and all of the websites, but just do a lot of body weight stuff. Press ups, squats, split squats, planks, all basic stuff. If you need help, you can ask me. I can create a program purely based on body weight. If you can get hold of some band somehow, that would be great. But I understand if you might not be able to. But do all the basics. But like I said earlier, focus on execution and intent. That's the most important part. Don't think that if you can do 50 press-ups now, you're probably lying. You're probably dog shit press-ups, okay? I'm talking about a press-up, properly executed, full range of motion, full muscle activation. I promise you, if you do it properly, squeezing, gripping the floor and turning your hands. I don't know how to explain this. So let's say the press-up, yeah? You put your hands on the floor. You keep your hands where they are, but you try to turn them outwards. So you try to turn your fingers outwards, but they're not moving. So what that does, if you do that right now, that creates tension in your shoulder and all across your arm. That's what you do. When you do a press up, you do it like that. You dig your feet into the ground. You squeeze your abs. You squeeze your glutes. Do 10 press ups like that, and I promise you, you'll be fried. You're not doing 50 press ups like that. And that's why I don't do any of these press up challenges or pull up challenges, because I'm not doing a proper press up, and then somebody else is doing a fake press up where the technique is rubbish. Like, oh, but they did 50 and I did 20. Like, nah, I'm not doing that. So yeah, that's just my opinion on that. So if you don't have equipment, you don't necessarily need it. Just focus on fantastic technique where you are cursing and blinding at the end of it. Perry K asks, how long do you have to train for maintenance? So how long does each session have to last? Listen, if you're using bands and body weight, you just try to do as much volume as you can in maybe 45 minutes to 50 minutes. Just try and get an adequate amount of volume with the right intensity. Like, that's quite a hard question to answer, but around 45 minutes to 50 minutes is great. Make sure you're working at the right intensity. Obviously, if the exercise is too easy and you've done 5 sets of it, well, that's not good enough. You need to find the right intensity. You need to maybe slow down the tempo to make it harder. You need to add band resistance. You need to add some weights on your back, like wear a backpack while you're doing press-ups, these kind of things. So just make sure you're working at a good intensity for 45 to 50 minutes. Frequency is important. Try and, like, I'm splitting my training into upper body, lower body. I'm doing upper body twice a week, lower body twice a week. Sometimes I'm adding an arm day as well. So just keep the frequency high. Don't just think you can do 2 days a week and get away with it. Okay. Johnny K asks, how do I find the motivation to train? Well, for me, the motivation is always getting fat, getting a belly, getting skinny. Because that's always on my mind, losing weight and just turning, looking like dog shit, really. I don't really enjoy training that much all the time. Like, weights is not my favorite thing to do in the world. I would much rather play football or do something else, do a sport. But I always keep those triggers in mind. I'm motivated by pain, by being fat and being out of shape and just looking disgusting, really. So that's where my motivation comes from. You can also, you just need to make it a habit as well. So, like, I don't want to train sometimes, but once you start, by the end of the session, you'll feel good about it and you'll be happy. And that will give you the motivation to do it next time. It's a cascade of success that will give you the motivation to do it next time and to work harder and to keep doing it. You just have to do it. Just make it a habit. It's like, it sounds cliche, just do it, but you just do it. Doesn't matter if you want to or not. You have to do it. Same way you have to shower every day. Same way you have to brush your teeth every day. You have to do it. Little triggers you can do. Watch a little motivational video on YouTube. Sometimes you can just sit there and visualize what you want to look like. That's quite powerful. Sometimes visualize what you don't want to look like. Depends if you're motivated by pain or pleasure. I'm motivated by pain. But yeah, no motivation. You just have to start. And if you have absolutely no motivation, it's baby steps. This is what I try to tell people. Baby steps. So if you have done nothing for 2 months and you want to start but you can't, okay, just do 3 exercises a day, do 1 set each. That's it. Okay, and got a question from an anonymous person. How does my... Okay, we're not going to go there. And that's it, really. I hope this has been beneficial to you. I hope I haven't rambled too much. But like I say, we're going to come out of this and hopefully it's going to be not too long. We're going to come out of this on the other side. We need to come out fit and healthy. You need to stay fit and healthy during this time. Because if you don't, I promise you, you're going to regret it. Because the first thing you're going to do is want to run to a gym when you finish this. So start from now. Stay healthy from now. This will help you to fight off this virus if you get it. Don't be a flop. You've got the time. There's no excuses anymore. You don't have excuses about time anymore. This is where you have to do it. If you need help with a program, you can message me. I can create you a program completely tailored to you, completely bespoke. And we can work with the equipment you've got. But anyway, I hope this helps. And if it did, send it to someone and let me know. Give me some feedback about it. Anyway, hope you're good. Stay safe and see you later.